What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? No, he doesn't even know what it's called.
What's it called? What's it called?
Ooh, that sound is crime.
There's crime outside.
Brought to you by crime.
But yeah, what's it called? Brought to you by committing crimes.
I like it too, so because the siren means usually it's a blue collar crime.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't think they turn on the siren when they're going to subpoena.
Totally.
They're going to go subpoena a bank.
That's so funny. You know? There's like another siren that lawyers have. You know how the siren's a little different for ambulances?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. That's funny, yeah. Like, because what is that? Like, embezzlement? Is
there, right, yeah,
there's
yeah.
No.
When they go to...
we found out someone has been cyber attacking the government in a basement in Koreatown, and they send, like, a beat cop.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
With a club.
Yeah, with a club.
Yeah, they don't give them a club.
Like an old Irishman. John C. Reilly shows up to the offices of Accenture and just like beats the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I think they should though, you know?
Sure.
Like if we're going to go arrest a banker.
Yeah.
Let's I want to see him like knock it. You know that thing, it's only for knocking a door. It's like a knock a door
yeah,
down.
Battering there. Ram.
Yeah, they still have those.
It's so funny.
They had those in orcs have those.
Totally.
In Middle Earth.
They might as well make the front of the battering ram shaped like a dragon. Like fuck it. You're and the funniest thing about SWAT teams too is that they have shields. Like they're just
yeah.
knights. That's
right.
Just what they are. They
Nothing
have shields. Nothing has changed at all. And they're like, get the knights. Someone's being a dick in a building. Someone at work is attacking people, so we gotta call in the Knights yeah. of the Round Table.
Yeah, with all the king's horses.
Their shields and their helmets and their sticks.
I can't believe that.
It's crazy.
You imagine, like, especially in England.
Right.
I mean, the stick makers for cops. I'm a British stick maker.
Totally.
I make a thick stick for a cop.
Yeah, totally.
That's so funny to me. They show up with their sticks. What's going on?
Yeah, hey. And they're like round hats.
Call a man with a stick.
Yeah, totally. Back up, huh? You don't watch out, I'll yell at you. And the thing is that, like, it is how it should be. They're totally right, obviously. Yeah. They're like, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't mean to give a little speech.
Right.
Gun violence, there's way less. But, yeah, it's funny. It's like, what do they do? I've always wondered. I want our cops to be that way,
yeah.
for sure, but what do they do?
Well, they have a gun, but not all of them, you know?
Right.
They have the stick police.
Only, like, the SWAT. Only the
and
knights.
And then if the stick police show up and go, ooh, this is bad.
Totally.
Then they call the real police.
The stick police.
The stick police show up and go, oh, this is a, we yeah. need a bigger stick.
And if they, yeah, if the people are too violent, then they call literally the Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah, the Knights of the Round Table.
King
show
Arthur
up.
Shows up.
With swords.
Yeah, with swords.
Why not give them swords?
It's also like you're in England, just to do magic. You know what I mean? Why, yeah, you could call people with a gun, but Merlin lives right down the street.
Did you steal the kippers? We got a call.
Yeah.
They gave us a ring and said, you stole the kippers.
Well, we rode all the way out here on a lift. We got a ride on the... We took a lorry over and took a lift up.
Out of all the fish and chips.
You can always tell who you're going to... The stick cops are going to need to get... If you're, the top of your hat is curled up like a soup can,
totally.
You stole the kippers.
Yeah.
You nicked the kippers.
Yeah, right. You nicked the kippers. Totally. But if you stole a whole lorry full of kippers... Then the cops with the cooler hats show up. Because the traffic cops have, like, that's the other yeah. thing. I've learned a lot from watching British shows where someone gets murdered and they just deal with that for 13 episodes.
Yeah.
And in those shows, yeah, the stick cops are the ones that, like, can arrest you. And then traffic cops are, like, covered in yellow.
Yeah.
And, like, why is that? Yellow and checkerboards. They look like you're in a fucking ska band.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Are you Curious George's dad pulling me over?
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Go exactly. raise your monkey.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I sped on the highway. Now I have to talk to the real big fish. I mean,
I like that the cops' hats are attached to their chin in England. They have a nice strap so that their hat doesn't get blown away.
Well, they don't have a gun, so they got to run a lot.
Yeah.
They got to chase a lot of people with their little sticks. Which, again, is how it should be.
Defund the police.
Over there.
They've got bigger sticks than I got.
Yeah, totally. I can't afford a stick like the cops got.
I wonder if the fire department in England is also sticks. They're just throwing sticks at a fire. I don't know.
Yeah. There's no water.
We don't have water. No water for the fire department.
Yeah.
We got a call. They shoot guns at a fire in England.
Right.
And the sticks, the cops have sticks.
Totally. It's also the Knights of the Round Table that put out fire.
But I want to go back to this.
Okay.
Give the cops swords.
Sure.
Why sticks? We're going back further than swords? That was cavemen. That's had a good sticks. Point.
Well, swords, it's easier to kill someone with a sword than with a stick. It is funny that they get a gun and a stick. Like, they've already got a gun. Give them a knife.
Yeah.
But if we're doing only sticks, like, fine. Then our relationship with the cops is... They can't kill us. But if they can kill us, I mean, give them a fucking missile launcher. Like, who gives a shit?
I would like, because we can all have a sword.
Right.
So then I could sword fight the cop. Like, the old
dope,
days,
dude.
You know? And at least I have a chance.
Right. Yeah.
On my honor.
That's so funny. The cops are like,
step out of the car.
LAPD, we're coming in. And you're just like, on guard.
That's the way it was in the old days. Leave you out of shot. You know?
You sword fight the cops.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Man. I would do it with one hand behind my back. I have confident I could beat any cop in a sword
Absolutely,
fight.
Dude. Right now, I think I'm probably better at sword fighting than every cop in the world. I also like movies would lead you to believe that cops are all super good at karate.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really funny too. The idea that a cop shows up and it's like, we have a noise complaint, and then you just kick him in the face, and then there's just like a bunch of judo and MMA happens in the hallway of your apartment building.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case.
I don't think so either.
My hometown, I knew all the cops.
Oh yeah.
And they didn't know judo.
Right.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, totally.
That wouldn't be good. I wouldn't want to have to imagine
that.
They
barely knew English.
They knew my name.
Right.
That was the cool. That's the best thing about a small town. You get pulled over and they're like, stop it, Caleb. What did I tell you about this turn?
Yeah.
You got to slow it down to 35.
Caleb, stop selling ecstasy to the kids. Caleb.
Dude, I heard a great Gary Shandling joke today. I was watching some of his old stuff and he was talking about ecstasy is illegal. He's like, that's the drug that makes you want to fuck. And he goes, but Viagra, legal. That just gives you a boner. You got to find something to do with it. But to want to fuck, that drug, ecstasy, why is that the one that's illegal?
Interesting. You know?
I was like, I never thought of that.
Huh.
I never took ecstasy, but I've heard it's great.
I mean, it does way more than make you want to fuck is why.
See, that's why I didn't know. I laughed, but I don't really. I've never took either.
I mean, that's just, we've talked on the show about, we talked about on the Patreon like a week or two ago about how I said, I don't like Jeff Bezos. He's my least favorite astronaut.
Yeah, yeah.
I said that on stage and someone yelled, he's not an astronaut. He's never been to space. And that man, there was a reason. Oh yeah. And, we were talking about how like jokes it doesn't really matter what the premise is. I don't care. Whatever, that's a particularly egregious situation.
Yeah.
But, like, actually, if a comedian is wrong, I don't care. I just want to hear the joke after the premise.
I don't care.
So with that joke, like, yeah, Gary Shandling's wrong. That's not really what ecstasy is, but I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
That's something I don't think enough people get. Like,
it doesn't matter.
And it's something that people get in certain ways, but it's like, I don't care that Robert De Niro is an actor.
Yeah.
I'm pretending he's a gangster right now.
Yeah.
I don't care that jokes are like, I like George Carlin's bit about how there's no God, and I like bits about how there is. It doesn't matter. If it's funny, who cares if it's truth? What are we talking about?
I feel like there, there should be like a 2-minute video you have to watch before the first time you go to a comedy show.
Right.
And it's just like one of those comedians that does jokes from like sing one-liners for 2 minutes. Dan Mintz, Sam Morrill, sort of like this. Mm-hmm. Mitch Hedberg, just a collection of jokes of them saying the premise, so my girlfriend, so my wife, so I'm single.
Right.
All one-liner comics are like that. And it's the best. And I was just listening to one the other day that was like, I like to try jokes from different perspectives. It might have been Sam mm-hmm. Morrill. And if you just see that, then it's like, oh, right.
Right.
Right, right, right. Dan Mintz has, I saw him do a set where he went from my wife, to my fiance, to my girlfriend, to my boyfriend, to I fuck kids.
Yeah. And that's always the order it goes.
Yeah, totally.
Slippery, it's a gateway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get yourself a wife, next thing you know, you got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Now you're gay.
Also, life is long, you know?
Life is long.
Thing, you know, like, what, you know, like, when I was young, I hated you two.
Right.
You know? And now I fuck kids.
And I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Yeah, man.
Life is long.
Yeah.
Boy,
every day is New Year's Day when you're committing crimes.
When did you realize life was long?
Oh, geez.
I don't think I realized it until I was like, I remember being like 26 and I was like, man, this is still going. This is long.
I think I was well into my 30s. And like, yeah. You know, I had one of those weeks where the whole time my legs hurt.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, oh, this shit's long, man. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, it's a bummer. But I like it now. Life is good again. I like life.
Right. Yeah.
This
yeah.
year, it's going great.
Really? You feeling good about this year?
Yeah. 2022 is great. It's better than last year and the year before.
No
I'll
shit.
I'll tell you that.
I mean, that's easy to beat. But yeah, I'm with you.
And that's
I mean, we're like, I don't want to speak for you, but I bet this podcast is a big part of it. It's like a really, I feel a little similarly. This podcast is so fun and people are finding it. That's a cool thing. We're
it's
like getting our stride.
It's very cool to make stuff that's cool.
Stand-up's coming back.
Yeah.
It's feeling really good.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm pumped. And you know what's great? People go, ooh, we lost touch. We were away from each other. We're in this together, apart. The one great thing about it has allowed you to disconnect from the people you were hoping to. You know, where there's people where it's like, it would have been hard to break up with a friend before.
Sure.
But COVID just let you break up with everyone and then re-go, you know?
Yeah.
I'll reconnect with who I want.
Yeah.
Because it used to feel like I had some friends and then I had 85 acquaintances.
Yeah.
I got to get coffee with.
Totally.
It's like, ugh. And now they're all gone.
LA is the town of getting coffee with people you sort of know a little.
Yeah. And I still like to do that, but
sure.
It let some people fall away. It totally. Felt like high school ending or something. It's great.
One thing I really love is that we have like, I think by nature of everyone accepting how stressful it all was, all of my relationships are honest about what's going on. I don't have a single person, this is what I mean. I don't have a single person who lies to me about why we're not hanging out, why they didn't text me back or anything, and I don't do it either. I tried to do it for like a year in quarantine, and then eventually it's just like, no, I didn't text you back for 5 days because I felt bad and I didn't look at my phone and it's hard to keep this shit straight, and we're all doing that. And I've literally taken to Zach Toscani, who I love, who's a real friend, who I hang out with. I hadn't seen him in a long time, and he lives in my old apartment. I was going to go get the mail, and I texted him, hey, man, can I come get the mail? I want to say 8 days went by, and he texted me back, and he goes, hey, man, sorry I didn't text you back. I forgot.
Yeah, that's great.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And I was
like, before we all pretended we got 8 new phones a year.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that was hard.
Oh, sorry. Or we were like, oh, you know, I got busy or like I didn't see it or whatever. I saw it.
Things have been crazy.
What
the fuck was so crazy in 2019?
I think that's the actual reason is that in quarantine, you couldn't do the things are crazy lie. Mm-hmm. So you had to be honest.
Yeah.
And like things are not crazy. You watched 14 Marvel movies in the past 3 days and you still didn't fucking text me. And guess what? That's fine. That's just fine. It's okay.
Or, you know, I was sad. That was, it was, I didn't text you back because it was one of the worst days of my life.
Yeah, totally.
And I couldn't.
If I were to write you back, I would have had to tell you that I was spinning out.
Right.
I wouldn't have been able to stop myself from describing full-blown existential dread that had no source. That's the worst part. I was just sitting home alone, roof over my head, somehow able to still afford rent, and I could eat food and honestly get drunk and high quite often. And I was still in a fucking existential nightmare. And you're like, how are you? And what am I supposed to say, good? I can't say bad. I can't say I'm bad in this city that created 60,000 new people without housing. I'm like, I'm so bad. And so I just didn't fucking text you back because I had a gun in my mouth for a week for no reason. For no reason. I'm just like, you know, watching He Got Game again with a fucking shotgun in my mouth.
The best is when it's like it was stuff in your control. It's like, oh, it was a tough week because of all of my decisions.
Yeah.
Backfired.
You're right.
And I regretted all of them almost immediately.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
So that's why I couldn't go get a sandwich with you.
Man, and a big one in quarantine was, I don't know about you, but I like my reaction to it. I feel like comedians went one way or the other. They just were like, well, I can't do any comedy. I'm not even going to try. Or they like tried to hack it and make it work. And I was one of those. And, you know, that was good in certain ways. I'm glad I tried. I made some stuff I liked, but you know what it did do? Stand-up is my thing. Performing, being out in the world, and being in your room trying to make a million podcasts and make videos and shit and turn that into an online following is less my thing, and it showed. And when it wasn't, you know, when you're on stage and you, like, kill, you get this immediate response, you're connecting with the audience, and then trying to do that and make that feel like that was happening online, the connection, even if it's there, it's hard to feel.
Yeah.
And so I was like losing my shit. Just like, I remember at one point I said to Nikki, I was like, I got to get a GoPro or my podcast will never get any bigger.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, you should stop.
Yeah, that's, you said so many words just then.
None of that's true.
Yeah.
You don't even have any evidence that that's true.
See, looks, it's fun to do stand-up. It's fun to do this podcast. But Zoom shows were like, it was like eating a picture of a hamburger where they would go,
that's so
you okay.
Yes.
That is matter and it had mass and it's in my stomach now.
Yes.
But, and then people go, I love pictures of hamburgers.
Totally.
If you close your eyes, you can taste it a little. No, you cannot. No, you can't.
The funniest thing about it is that we now know people that do love eating pictures of hamburgers.
Right. And they're insane.
They still do it now. And they're crazy.
Yes. And it used to be crazy people had a little shame. They'd go, I'm crazy. I eat pictures of hamburgers.
Right.
My bad. You know, that's my thing. But now they're going, I can't believe you're eating real hamburgers. Why don't you eat a picture? It's just as good. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. We had the Impossible Burger. Very good. Picture of a hamburger. Piece of shit.
I still get asked to do a Zoom show here and there.
Yeah.
And I suppose there would probably be situations where I'd do it, but like, I can't imagine what it is. And every time I get asked, I have to remind myself that I'm not everyone.
Right.
And that some people like it. But it's so hard to not be like, hey, we can stop.
Yeah. We need to do this. The only reason we did it in the first place is because we were going nuts.
We were going nuts.
And people, audiences were going nuts, and comedians were going nuts at the same rate.
Yeah,
exactly. Coast to coast.
We were all trying to make it work. And in that way, a lot of them were fun because, like, it felt like we were in this together, and we were all making concessions in order to... You and I did one. Like, obviously, there are exceptions to it because it's another medium, right? Like, there are some shows that are fun because they're accepting the medium for what it is. Twitch streaming, that's its own thing. Do that. Playing games. We did one that was a game with like Caitlin Palufo was there and like Red Scott ran it with Phil Griffiths from Santa Cruz.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was fun. But yeah, just the do it, man. I remember I did one where I felt bad for this dude. I didn't know him He was like an older comic. He'd been doing stand-up on the road for a long time. And it was a Zoom show where, I shit you not, he would do a joke and then there would be no laughs. But that's because there were no human beings there.
Right.
And he was alone. Every joke, he would do a joke, no laughs, and he would go like, ugh, tough room. And I would just be like, you're alone, man.
Dude, yeah. Tough room.
You're alone. Oh, man.
That's like opening your eyes in the morning with your head on your pillow going, tough room.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly what it's like.
Your room is tough.
Imagine
you live
like,
in.
Every time he takes a shit, he's like, wow, this room's weird.
Wow. Yeah. Weird the room.
Wow. I guess you guys don't like me shitting.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
well, I guess me making breakfast. This isn't a me making breakfast kind of club.
Yeah, now I'm like, I don't know. It's more fun to, we've done this show over Zoom. We've did a bunch of Zoom what's it called, and they're okay, but it's still like, you still can't get over that you are yelling into a microphone alone in a room.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's a weird thing to do. It's a weird thing for anybody to do.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I don't care for it. I don't even like, you ever, how often do you take a phone call? Because I,
right.
Every time I got a real phone call, I have to walk around like a psycho. And I'm like, why am I still have Same. To do that? I can't just sit and talk on the phone. I need to pace. I think it's because I hate it.
Yeah, it's just not, it's like not what we do. We're out of the habit of it, right? Yeah.
Oh, I hate it so much. I can't hear what anyone's saying.
I have one really good friend who like probably three times a week just calls me. And I don't have the heart to tell him like, buddy, you can't do this.
It's rude.
It's just like looking through my fucking underwear drawer. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's fine. We'll
There's
be fine.
There's no good time to do it.
But yeah.
There is no good time. And old people still, they go, what's a good time to call you?
Yeah.
Never.
You ever get a loose FaceTime? You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Someone just like FaceTimes you? Noon on a fucking Tuesday?
What?
What do you think I'm doing right now?
Right. There's no like, time.
It. There's no... We gotta... Everything... We all have phones. You know what happened to me? Somebody knocked on my fucking door.
What?
Knocked on my door. Hey, what's up? I forget who it was. It was when I lived in Glendale.
It better have been the cops.
And I was like, what's up?
Better be the cops.
I was like, were we supposed to... Shit. I like started freaking out. Were we supposed to meet? And they were like... No, I was in the neighborhood. I had to go to the post office or whatever.
That's trespassing. You're committing a crime right now.
Yeah, totally.
Unbelievable.
It's like you might as well just like put your hand in my mouth. What are you doing? We did not schedule this.
You better be delivering milk.
Yeah, totally.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're knocking on my door?
Yeah, what's up? You want to, and I was like, No.
That is infuriating.
It was unbelievable.
What do you think? It's 1910?
Yeah.
You need a cup of sugar?
It was J.P. Morgan is the thing. It was my friend J.P. Morgan.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's never who you want knocking on your door.
Yeah, totally.
I want my landlord to fix the sink. That's what I want.
So I was hanging out with J.P. Morgan and Dale Carnegie. Because they just showed up.
Well, I think Seinfeld ruined Earth. They made it seem like, hey, you know what friends do? Open your door and walk
my
in.
My God.
That's what they do.
That's true.
And it's like, no, they do not.
No, they don't.
That's a horrible, horrible thing.
First of all, no one has an apartment that big.
No.
That's the biggest apartment in the history of apartments.
Oh, it's so big.
It's crazy. It's got a hallway closet. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What is that? Closet in the hallway. You use the space for a fucking closet? This is insane. You live alone? Two windows in the living room? What is happening?
Yeah, it's such a great spot, too. I want to live in that exact apartment so bad.
Totally.
If they just made a building with Seinfeld apartments, you'd be a billionaire immediately.
I'm pretty sure they did in New York. Oh. You can like go to the apartment.
Well, that sounds good.
You can go to the Friends coffee shop. I will say that that's like a part of modern American culture that I'm not sure I'm into. We just like realized that people would go do like the real life version of a TV thing.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they started turning some 7-Elevens into Quickie Marts and shit.
Yeah.
And you can go to the Friends Cafe and you can go to the like Seinfeld apartment and there are other ones. I think that there's the Friends apartment too.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know. It
Whose
bugs
place
me.
Is that?
I don't know.
It's Jerry's place is the Seinfeld apartment. Whose place is the Friends?
Well, it's two of them. Joey and Chandler lived across the hall from Monica and
place.
Rachel.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Phoebe and Ross didn't live there, but they would come over all the time.
Wow.
I think. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. There's something about it that bugs me.
Well, they realize people do not want to live in the real world.
That's what it is.
And we're right. The real world is bad.
Yeah,
it sucks and it's hard. I love going to Simpsons Land at Universal Studios.
Oh, I've never been.
Oh, buddy. Feels amazing.
Dude, you know I've never been? I've never been at Simpsons Land. I've never been to fucking the Star Wars area of Disneyland.
I've never been there either.
I would love to go to both of those.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah, of course it's great. I'm sure it's great.
I would do whatever it costs. If they have a real Shire, take me to the Shire.
Oh my God, yes.
I'll live there.
I feel like they're doing some Lord of the Rings thing. I've never been to the Wizarding World. Have you?
Yes, it's great.
I'll bet it is.
Great. Best place to go Christmas time in
LA.
Oh,
man.
Go get you a nice butter beer with a shot of rum in there.
Really?
They have a little show. Yes.
Fuck off.
Yes.
This is incredible.
Dude, it's great.
We got to go to Universal. Well, I'm sold.
Let's
Apparently,
go.
I like it.
Dude, it's the shit. One of the best rides in the whole world.
Now, I actually now realize what my problem with it is. It's that, is it actually another world that you could recreate, or is it just an apartment where Monica lives? I don't know if I want to just go to the apartment where Monica lives.
Yeah. I didn't go to the Wizarding World and hang out under the stairs.
Yeah, totally.
In Harry's room.
Exactly. Hey, you want to go sit in Odie's doghouse? Yeah.
Let's go to the Shawshank prison.
Oh, it's the house that the family circus lives in. That sounds like a lot of fun. Ooh, check it out. It's the field where those cows were in that one Far Side cartoon. I couldn't say cartoon right. I said cartoon.
I thought you nailed it.
Cartoon. Thank you.
Great job.
Oh, man. What's the most boring TV show of all time, you think?
Ooh, Meet the Press?
Yeah.
I think probably Meet the Press.
Meet the Press is really 60 Minutes.
That was when it was new that the news was on. There, people were like, "You're not going to believe this.
You get to meet the people
news
that
is
do
on.
The news."
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the first. It was the first show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hello. It was the first time someone cut a TV on.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm at a desk.
Right.
It's Sunday, and hello. Yeah. It's
I'm
the
just
most
trying
boring
to
thing
think like.
Seen.
Like
most boring narrative.
Yeah, like would people, what is a, like at what level are people going to stop going to these things? Just like.
I don't know, when life's
good.
This is
the radio studio where they recorded Frasier.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'll bet people will go to that.
Yeah, they will.
They will go to that.
I mean, people just want to be not where they live.
Yeah, that's true.
No one wants to live their life.
Yeah.
And, you know. Until we can figure out how to fix that.
This is where Val Kilmer and Tom Cruise played volleyball in Top Gun. I bet you that's a real one.
Oh,
I'm racking
my
brain.
We could make a lot of money. Any beach scene? Yeah. Hey, who's going to check? This doesn't look like the Top Gun sand.
Shut up, idiot.
No, it is.
And then we just say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
There's the hand job beach for moonlight. Sit down.
Yeah.
Take off your pants. Check it out.
Sit down, take off your pants.
Everybody's like, oh.
You're about to get a hand job in the same place the guy did in Moonlight.
I don't know if this is legal. Is this legal?
This is the beach where they killed those knights with a hammer in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
We should do this. This is a business we should start.
Hey, here's the part of the ocean from Waterworld. Yeah. Here's a raft for
you. Right here.
$35.
Just floating on a ship. Well, this is where they shot Waterworld.
Yeah, you can just lie.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to tell the truth with that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it matters. You need what? In the bathroom, you need to wash your hands if you're a cook. But I don't think there's a law against faking a scene.
Yeah. Totally.
Hey, come play volleyball.
We just take them to the zoo, and we're like, this is where they shot Ace Ventura 2. Here we are.
Dude, there was a guy who went around years ago and just pretended to be T.I., made tons of money.
Oh, my God.
He just had his hat pulled low and some sunglasses, and he was like, I'm T.I. He would just lip sync to T.I. songs, steal $1 million from a whole theater full of people, and literally go show up for 10 minutes, leave, and then everybody's like, what?
Wow.
He would, like, go to another town. It's one of the craziest things ever.
Wow.
You imagine? T.I. was just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You're not me. And what do I do?
Do you know that T.I. stands for tits idiot?
Welcome to What's It Called, everybody. Tits idiot.
I was trying to keep a straight face when I said it, because it's definitely way better to say something that stupid and not break, but I couldn't do it.
What's T.I.P. when he goes by tip?
Tip?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tits idiot penis. For sure. Yeah. It's actually toilet idiot paper.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Toilet idiot.
Originally, he was toilet paper, and so he was TP.
TP.
And they were like, well, that's got to, you got to change that, man. That's not cool. And he was like, fine, toilet idiot paper. Yeah. And that's why he checks his daughter's hymen, because
he's
a piece of shit.
That is one of the strangest.
There's a real fact about T.I. If you don't know what we're talking about, he wanted to make sure his daughter was still a virgin. You know when you find out that someone's, like, garbage, that's one thing. But then you find out that they're garbage from, like, the 14th century.
Well, to be fair.
What the fuck is that?
That was T.I. That was Tip. That was not T.I.
Oh, I see.
You know.
Right. T.I. is like Superman
that's
to his
alter
Kent.
Ego.
I see. Is T.I.P. just his initials?
I think T.I. is regular, and Tip is like a Slim Shady, you know?
Oh, really?
I think that's his, like, yeah, that's his bad guy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. That's how you really, once you create an alter ego, if OJ had an alter ego, been fine.
OJP.
OJP.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Orange Julius Penis.
I swear that's why Eminem never got canceled, because he was two people.
Wow.
You know?
He also just, like, leaned into it.
Right, so it's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, you need to be two people to get away with anything.
Funny.
Jekyll Hyde.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
What's your Dr. Jekyll?
Wait, so Dr. Jekyll's good, and Mr. Hyde is bad.
Oh, I always mix them up.
Yeah.
Because Jekyll sounds like the crazy one.
Yeah, it does. Jekyll.
Jekyll.
Jekyll Island.
And Hyde is like a guy's name.
Yeah.
And it's Mr. Shouldn't the doctor be crazy?
Right. You think of a doctor as a bit like Dr. Octavius.
But yeah, totally.
Yeah. Old books aren't good.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
What I found. They're not very good. You ever try to read Moby Dick? Jesus.
Oh, man, that's great. Hello, my name is Garbage.
Yeah.
My alter ego is Steve, and he's crazy. Steve is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm fine. And I'm Garbage.
Yeah. I'm Garbage and Steve.
Garbage and Steve. Dr. Garbage and Mr. Steve.
What would our, like, because what's really funny, if we were old guys,
yeah.
We'd met in the 90s,
uh-huh.
We had a morning show.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think our little nicknames would be?
Oh, man, Caleb in the Dick. Yeah, man, and I would have one of those hats on that's like a dick tip,
yeah.
And everyone would be like, take that off, and I'd be like, shut up. No way, I wouldn't be that.
Dick tip.
Dick tip. What's up?
Caleb.
Dick tips in the morning. All right. Top 5 dick tips for the day. Number 1, don't ever get married. Marriage is bad and you're stupid for ever dating anyone, especially if they're a woman. Be gay. That's what the dick says.
Be gay.
Number 2, get drunk. Always. Always drink. Number 3, football. Just say it. Number 4, do not go to college. And number 5,
that's
sleep
a lot.
One.
Sleep a lot, don't go to college. I actually took all this advice. I took all that advice. I used to listen to one where one morning, and this shit started at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
They would be laughing hard,
yes.
Cracking jokes, farting.
Dude.
At 5 a.m.
Yes.
Every morning. I remember one time, it was like 5:30, I'm getting ready for school, and they just start shooting one of the co-hosts with a paintball gun. They like surprised if he falls out of his chair.
Totally.
They're pampering him with a paintball gun. I was like,
yeah.
And I'm like, that's not good.
Yeah.
I don't think that's, if you ever shoot me with a paintball gun, you just have one behind the chair, you whip it out. I'll be like, Dave,
dude,
please
totally.
Stop.
That entire genre of show is so funny.
Oh,
like funny, true. Like a lot of the times it's actually funny, but then half the time it's like just accidentally like, guys, First of all, it's only audio. Why are we being violent?
Right.
All right, it's 5:30 a.m., and we're going to punch our intern tree bitch the nuts.
No, they really would. And I would be, and we're just going to torture someone.
Totally.
Well, good morning. Get ready for torture.
Yeah.
It's like, geez.
Get ready for torture.
We're going to waterboard our intern.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
It's 6 a.m.
Yeah. Hi, I'm the turtle, and get ready for torture in the morning. Brian and the turtle, every morning we beat the shit out of someone who's under 20.
Yeah,
totally. Dude, there's also like, so I used to be a radio DJ, and I found out that like, okay, so there's this era of talk radio where, like, you know, you can't find it because podcasts hadn't started yet, but like there was some sort of court case in like 1998 or 99 that basically made it so you can't do a lot of the gross shit on the radio anymore. Like,
aww,
they couldn't like beat people up, and they couldn't do,
isn't that a crazy law that had to get wrote?
Well, they like accidentally killed somebody.
What?
Yeah, I forget what it was, but it was,
whoa,
like, there was like literally laws about abusing people on the radio and doing it like in public. I forget what it was. It was like a complicated thing. But so then there was like an entire genre of radio DJ that made their bones on that. And they had to find out how to still do it while not going out into the world and fucking with people.
Wow.
But then once it was podcast, they could do whatever they wanted again. There's like a 5 to 10 year period where all of the morning shows just did everything in studio. So all the radio was just like, okay, it's 6 a.m. and we're seeing who can drink more milk.
Well, what's also funny is like, had it occurred to you to lie? You know you could play a few sound effects of paintball guns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You fucking moron.
You could also just take a wild swing at being funny.
Right. Oh, no.
Just be funny.
It's
talking.
5 a.m. I want to throw rocks at my co-host.
That's a good point.
Let's throw them out a window into the trash.
Totally.
I don't know.
That's the one thing, man. I would honestly love to do morning radio. That's basically what we do. Just be funny. But I'm not getting up at 4:30.
Absolutely.
I'm just
not
going to do that.
Oh, my God. I did it the other day. I woke up at 4.
Why? Oh, my God.
And, dude, I got so much done.
Yeah.
I got so much done.
Right, right.
But then at 11:30, it felt like midnight. And I was like, I got to go to bed again.
Right.
What the fuck is this? Oh, it's the secret to life. Your day is over at noon. I did get a lot done, but I was like, well, fuck it.
Right, right, right.
I got to eat 12 meals.
Yeah, it's also way harder with our lifestyle. When I happen to wake up early, I get a lot done. By 8:30 a.m., I'm texting people to get breakfast.
Yeah.
They get back to me at 1 p.m., just got up.
Right.
Sure. And I'm like, I'm in bed.
Yeah, it's over. It's all over. I think it's a real crock of shit.
Totally.
A bunch of Wall Street guys made that up when they're all coked up.
Yeah, they're all on coke.
Yeah, it's like, those aren't real rules.
Yeah.
You just watched Wolf of Wall Street and thought that was real.
Yeah, totally.
And it's not. It didn't work. You went to jail. You can't live like that.
Welcome to What's It Called.
I love you.
Everybody, we love you so much.
Hell yeah.
We are the Endless Dumber.
The Potato Boys.
Two fucking morons out here. Thank y'all.
We love
Richard
you.
Carnes,
we love
sleepers.
You, What's Squad?
Get ready to fucking lay down, What's It Squad?
What Squad?
What Squad, dude?
Hell yeah. Oh.
We're going to be this kind of, yo, what's the audience?
Hey.
All right. Yeah. All right. Welcome to standing on the beach and looking at the sky. I'm Steve, and this is Steve, and we like to stand on the beach and look at the sky.
That's right, dude.
All right. Please welcome our guest for the week, Steve. So, Steve, how often do you get to the beach?
You know how frat guys snore like that.
Yeah. That's them breathing out. And breathing in is they're punching.
Yeah. Anyway, we love you.
Welcome.
This is our show. We rename shit. We're fun guys. We have a good time. We love you.
Yes.
And we're silly boys. But give us a like and a subscribe and a share.
Hell
rate us, please. 5 stars.
Yeah. We were saying maybe last week, maybe the one before, rating us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, but then the review just says 3.5 stars.
Woo! You're allowed to.
That's the sweet spot.
Please do. You know,
that's so
feel
great.
Feel free to write whatever you want.
Yeah. And yeah, we got a lot of things you can do with us. We Twitch stream every Tuesday.
That's right.
Twitch.tv/whatsitcalled. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/whatsitcalled.
Yeah. And please join that. I need a home.
Yeah, totally. Caleb lives under the stairs.
That's right.
The Wizarding World.
That's right.
Yeah, he broke in.
I don't like it.
He doesn't like it there.
I don't like where I live.
Our website is whatsitcalled.rodeo, and there's links to our social media and all that stuff. And yeah, just, you know, join us. We rename something pretty much every week. And if you want to suggest names, we read our favorites on the show every week. That's Twitter, at What's It Pod.
Hell yeah.
And this week we're renaming Jewel.
Jewel.
I'm excited for this one.
I am too.
It's fun. I didn't know. Because I don't vape. I quit smoking cigarettes.
You should start.
Okay.
Check it out.
That sounds good, man.
I give it a full vouch.
Yeah? You like Jewel?
Well, when big tobacco comes along, and then they go, hey. And they remember they came out and it was like every news channel. They were like, every teenager's dying right now of vape.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they didn't.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know. I think it's better than smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. Well, most things are.
Yeah. So, you know, check it out. I think they're yummy. And especially if you're a kid.
Yeah, no. Is it? I don't know the deal with vaping at this point. Is it, like, basically fine for you?
It's definitely not good for you. Nothing should go in your lungs but air.
Right.
We all know it. People pretend. You ever, like weed, I get it. Weed's not that bad. It was illegal for a bad reason. I'm glad it's legal now. But all my friends that smoke weed every day are like, it's so good for you. They're always hacking up a lung for 12 minutes every morning. I'm like, maybe eat a gummy.
I mean, it's definitely going to fuck with your lungs.
Right, yeah. Right. So don't vape. But, you know, if you're smoking cigarettes, vape instead.
Vape instead.
That's what I say.
For sure.
You ready to?
Or do it every now and then, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to do that with literally anything on earth that doesn't
moderation.
Hurt people. Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah, we want to go one for one?
Yeah, let's do it. New names for Jewel.
All right, go, bro.
Email you can taste.
Robot candy.
More like cool.
Breathing 2.0.
Impossible smoke.
Google presents Camel Lights.
Diet fun.
Here comes the hospital.
Here comes the hospital. Hey, now that we've had sex, why don't we smoke a phone?
Nicotine for fun.
iPod shuffle.
Face techno.
T for teen.
The evil cloud.
More like Tool.
Uber smokes.
Purgatory.
Dancing with your mouth.
That's all I got.
Invisible strawberries. there's fucking grape in the air. And here's the last one. One day I'll tell you how your mother and I used to pass the time at our job at the mall. You see, we couldn't go all the way to the outside, but we did want to leave lids. So we'd find a reason to sit right outside the lids and be inside. And that was vaping. So that's why we got Jewel.
And that's how I met your mother.
And that's how I met your mother.
Oh, man. Those were great.
Because we both worked at Lids.
I think Invisible Strawberries is my favorite thing I've ever heard. That's great.
Yeah, that was fucking fun, man.
Hell yeah. Jewel.
Dude, yeah. All
right. I wonder if we got any fans in the tweets. Thank you all for tweeting at us. We tweet out every week some topics and fun stuff. And you can always... And a lot of y'all are funnier than us. And I'm pissed off. So tone it down.
Oh, my God. This photo you included...
Yeah, I wanted a guy with a really bad mustache.
Yuck.
Who looks like an edgelord, you know? That's the photo that should be under every reply guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blowing
a cloud of technology.
It's like a huge vape cloud, and I think it's the thing, a mouth and nothing else is always going to be a little gross.
Disgusting.
And this guy's just got little hair fingers hanging out on top of his...
Unreal.
It's like not really a mustache. It's a mustache that's out here trying.
Yeah. And look, if you got a half mustache, show it off. But don't zoom in.
And you can see a tiny zit.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, this guy's just leaving rehab.
Yeah, don't wash your face with Irish Spring, fellas.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. Don't do it. I actually really mean this. It doesn't do anything. It costs 30 cents because it doesn't do anything. You know how Irish Spring is somehow harder than other soaps?
Yeah.
That's because it's wood. Yeah, it's green wood, right. And it chips its way into your skin, and that's why you itch all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean it, guys.
Just like Ireland.
Everyone in Ireland is always itchy and drunk.
That's why they're blowing up cars.
Yeah, totally. It's why they got those two religions that are so mad.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Get rid of them.
Well, you know what? You ever notice how we don't have any violence in America?
Yeah.
That's because we're not Irish.
Hey, you got that right.
Yeah. That's right. That's what, you know, use Dove because it's
use Dove.
Maybe if Ireland had a little bit of Dove,
yeah,
you know, instead of Irish Spring. They wouldn't be so mad about colors.
Man. Our Irish listeners, thanks for tuning in. We don't mean it.
Yeah, we're being particularly... Oh, I've been meaning to say, ever since a joke I told at the beginning, I don't fuck kids.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. That was a joke.
And it's also not okay to.
It's, yes.
And so, I hope that came across. It better have.
I
otherwise,
think so.
I'm screwed.
We'll edit it out.
We'll edit it out. All right.
Ooh, I like this one from Sadie Quills Dweebsteam. I like
that
one.
Yes. This one's great. At Boogeyman Weather, The Coward's Cigar. That's really good.
I like this one from @MK2Drew, Dicotine.
Yes, dude.
Hell yeah.
This one's so stupid. At Seth Mills, Vapel Syrup. It's so ridiculous.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Ooh, this one's good from @JohnEatsDogs, Toby Camel.
Okay, yeah. At Longview Radio, Tasty Smokes.
Ooh.
It's just nice.
Yeah, that should be the name of a store. Please open that store.
Oh, here we go. Kota Otan, Mouth Fedoras.
Oh, man.
That's really solid.
Oh, hell yeah. At
that
Andrew
might be
Kreckler,
it.
We got Dude, Where's My Poison?
At Carbon Cesspool, Clouds for Kids.
Clouds for Kids!
With K's and Z's. That's really good.
That's a contender right there. Oh, man.
At DB Buckethead, everyone's annoyed. That's great.
Oh, this one's great. Another great one from at Sadie Quills. Axe Lung Spray.
Oh, dude.
Whoa.
What? At Winslow Dumain, friend of the show, The Chrome Pony.
Chrome
it's really
Pony.
Good.
From at Dave and Caleb's mom, Cigarette 2000. Remember when everything was 2000?
Yes. Totally. At Cindy Aravena Jr., who's a comic in town.
Hell
Robot
yeah.
Hookah. It's great.
Robot Hookah.
At Fondle Punch says, Lucky Yikes.
Oh, Lucky Yikes. Oh, at it's Ham really Dancers. Good. This is disgusting. Jolly Rancher Farts.
Yuck, dude. You are smoking farts.
Oh, that makes me wiggle.
At A Sphincter says, Terminal Chillness.
At Demura's Baby's First Addiction.
Mm. Wow, yeah, totally, absolutely.
Ooh, from at Strum My Banjo, this is weed.
At Ned Schneeble, COVID Sticks. I like that one a lot.
COVID Sticks.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's so many good ones. At
what? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
At Jordan in Oregon, Puff the Magic Hard Drive.
Dude, someone else said Puff the Magic Lung Cancer.
What?
So great.
Oh, so good. Oh.
This is crazy. At Call Me By Your Kevin also said Mouth Fedora.
Whoa. Okay. Mouth
Whoa.
Fedora must be a real mood.
At Kickacitron, the Go-Gurt of cigarettes.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
So when you're skating, you know how you want to skate with a full belly of dairy?
Absolutely.
Let's add pretend smoke in there.
Whoa. This is great. At Stealing Valerie, which, by the way, what a good handle. Stealing Valerie, USB, you smoking batteries.
You
That's
smoking.
So funny.
I like that a lot.
Baby's First Addiction's really good. At DB Buckethead, sucking on a dongle.
Sucking on a dongle.
At Rao Reckless, build a SIG workshop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's, man, a lot of these are real. We're not going to be able to read all the ones that are
so
good.
Yeah, there's so many.
I'm already, missing some. Sorry, guys.
Ooh, did we have this one from @Boogeyman Weather, Facebook for Your Lungs?
That's great.
That's dope.
At Scotty TA 85, gamifying cancer.
Hell yeah.
At your homie Pat, Lucy's in the Matrix.
Who are we picking? I mean,
I know. I
it's
feel
a
like
tough one.
Clouds for Kids is really good, and Mouth Fedoras is really good.
Let's see.
Yeah,
Clouds for Kids is very good.
I feel like that's it because it's like Cars for Kids.
You're winning the Ricky shit that's this week, Carbon Cesspool.
Thank you, Carbon
Clouds
Cesspool.
Clouds for Kids and that annoying song. My God.
Yeah.
One just came in as we speak from, that's a good one too, from at Tig Naturo, Electric Kazoo. That's a funny one.
That's great.
Oh, boy. Well, great job this week, everybody.
Thank y'all so much.
We love you.
You're the absolute best. We love you so much. If you want more of us, patreon.com/whatsitcalled. Watch our Twitch streams. Those have been so fun. Twitch.tv/whatsitcalled.
Twitch and Discord are the better than any other thing. Fuck Twitter, Facebook, fuck Instagram, TikTok.
Join our Discord, discord.whatsitcalled.rodeo. There's a forever invite there. And we'll see you next week.
Oh, and if you want to be a producer, let me tell you what. Let's say you're trying to pad that resume. You're sick of working at the Foot Locker and you say, hey, I would like to legitimately produce a podcast. You're in luck, buddy boy or girl. You can join our Patreon and produce our show. We will list your name in our credits. We will say it out loud and shout you out. You get a shout out for an episode at whatever tier. Let me tell you this. You get 25, we're shouting you out every time because you're the Jerry Bruckheimer of podcasting.
We need you. Our producers are Ordinary Andrew.
Hell yeah.
Tim Gately. Mm-hmm. Peter Comistra.
Yep.
Amanda Richards. James Colton. And Peter Dahlberg. And, of course, our in-the-room producer,
mm-hmm.
Kyle Neal, who makes it look and sound great.
Hell yeah.
And big, big shout-out to Chris Cresswell for making our incredible fucking theme
That's
song.
Right. We love you so much.
We love you. We'll see you soon.
Lay down.
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called?